This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Or do you like it? Yeah. Another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, tonight is the night we leave for CPAC. So after the show, we're going to take that big jet. Hopefully it's a big jet. I don't like the little ones. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll head out there. Hopefully the equipment and I will make it there in one piece. Not hopefully. I know I'll make it there one piece. I'm not so sure about the equipment. We'll see. Actually, talk about adding insult to injury. So the guys that set up Radio Row, and hopefully he won't get mad at me because it's actually kind of funny. I called today to check on the equipment to make sure we were going to have everything we needed. And he said, well, yeah, kind of. And I said, well, okay, that's the most definite maybe I've ever heard. So he said, well, NPR is bringing their own equipment. But if their equipment doesn't get here, they'll need our equipment, which in essence is your equipment. So I went, NPR? We're supporting NPR now? Well, they're paying. No, they're paying with my money. I should get my equipment. They should bring their own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I just don't get it. I do not. It's my tax money.
Calm down.
Yeah, okay, shut up. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Look, what is the, I'm kind of cool. My daughter sent me this today. And I read through it. And in light of everything that's going on with the kids, I'm sitting there saying to myself, how do these kids end up this way? Right? Now, there are a couple of locals in my town that are really mad at me because I'm blaming the parents. Well, who am I supposed to blame? The kid? Yes, at a certain age, they make their own decisions. But, you know, after having four of my own kids, right, and other people have kids, see how they bring them up, and the kind of rules they had, the rules we had, you can see why kids turn out the way they do. The influences around them at home, music and everything else, have a major league influence on how they deal with life and stuff. So, parent.com, they're behavioral experts. Put together 13 things that parents of mentally strong children refuse to do. Now, remember something. I don't care how you are physically, because if you're not mentally strong, it doesn't matter. We could go through a list of a whole bunch of athletes, LeBron James. You know, I mean, a whole bunch of people that are like, you know, really whacked, Copernic. All right, so. Did you hear that? Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. So, raising a mentally strong kid requires parents to avoid common yet unhealthy parenting practices that rob kids of mental strength. The writer says in my book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Do, I identify 13 things to avoid if you want to raise mentally strong, equipped kids to tackle life. Number one, condoning a victim mentality. Amen. There you go. About time somebody called that out. Now, here's the funny thing about it. I posted this up on my personal page, my personal Facebook page, and I said, I wish parents would read this and understand it. I think I got like 3 likes and 1 comment. But if I put a picture up there of a cat with a half a watermelon on its head, I'll get 150 likes, 200 likes, and a bunch of comments on it. You bunch of cowards. Anyway, striking up the baseball game or failing at a science test doesn't make a child a victim. Right? Rejection, failure, fairness, it's all part of life. Refuse to attend your kids' pity parties. We did. We never allowed that to go on. I mean, I know it's kind of cold, but my favorite saying was, nobody cares. Let's go. Right? I mean, you're going to have another day at bat. You have another day to take a test. You'll study harder next time. You know what I'm saying? You should have cared before you took the test, before you went to the game. Parenting out of guilt. Giving in to guilt. And a lot. There are so many parents that do this. Giving in. Well, you know what? I'm not home enough with John, little Johnny. I feel bad. You know, maybe if I buy them that 55-inch TV, he'll love me more. He'll feel better about who he is. No, he won't. He's going to sell it, snort it up his nose. Well, maybe not. But you know what I'm saying. Buying your kids stuff doesn't fix anything. You can't buy their love. Right? What you teach them, according to this doctor, we teach a child that guilt is intolerable. Kids who learn this won't be able to say no to someone who says, be a friend, let me copy your paper. If you loved me, you'd do this for me. You know, those are all stupid things. We had one or two of our kids try that. It's like, yeah, okay, then I hate you because you're not going to do it anyway. So let's go. Making kids the center of the universe. Oh, that's my big pet peeve. The world does not revolve around your child. The world revolves around my kids in my house. You sure as heck ain't going to revolve around your kids. Not going to happen. Because when life revolves around them, when they think they're the center of the universe and they get out of the real world, they find out they're not, that's your fault. You did that to them. Allowing fear to dictate choices. Although keeping your kids inside a protective bubble will spare you a lot of anxiety. Playing it too safe teaches your child that fear must be avoided at all times. No, they need to be afraid. They need to be up against it. They need to be petrified at times. And they need to do it early. They need to do it while they're young. So you are there before it gets too serious. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Maybe, just maybe, our mad black man from Texas, Corey Duncan, will join us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are some messed up white people.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
Rumba beat. That's great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.
Yes, sir. I'm
Can we still say Chicky Boom? Are we allowed to do that? They don't throw you off the air for that stuff anymore, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, when you're on the air with us, when, you know, we're getting involved in the conversation. We get pretty deep in some of these conversations. So I really do appreciate the time. But I really want to get the guy on that I have so much fun when he's on with me. Corey Duncan joins me. We lovingly, and I mean this sincerely, we lovingly refer to him as our mad black. Well, I used to call him something else, but we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Texas. Always have fun when he's on the show. I mean, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we people don't even know this. You know, I mean, I know you cash my checks every week because that's the only way I get you to say what I get you to say, right? But, I mean, for the people can actually believe that. For the first time, you and I are actually going to meet each other, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. It'll be a true, it'll be a humbling experience.
For me, I know.
More for you than me, but.
I know that was coming. I deserve that. Oh, but so Corey's going to be at CPAC, right?
Yes, Joe is going to finally get on the East Coast, finally.
Hey, I beat my brains out to get away from there because it was so cold, you know? I mean, really, seriously.
Well, get ready because tomorrow is the last warm day that you're gonna be feeling because we got rain the rest of the week and it's ready to go back to wintertime. Oh. So thank you for bringing the bad weather.
Hey, anything I can do to help out? You know what I'm saying? You got to be kidding me! And I'm leaving California's under a cold spell right now. Mm. Really bad here.
Well, you come to the right place.
Yeah. Gee, thank you. All right, so, you know, they're still parading the kids out. You know, I mean, our hearts and prayers go out to those that were involved in the shooting last week. And you know, the FBI dumped this one big time. We know it. And I'm not picking on any agent in particular. I know those guys do the best they can with what they have in most cases. But they're screaming right away, right? We want stronger gun laws. We need to have stronger gun laws. We've got to have stronger gun laws. And I'm going, you know, short of total confiscation, what are you talking about? What do you mean by stronger gun laws? You know, I don't trust them to begin with. Now, they keep talking about this bumper stock, right? Or this bump stock. And that is going to stop these guns from becoming semi-automatic. Yeah, right. Tell people what a bump stock is and why this is such a joke.
It is a joke, and it's nothing for me to say. It's something that's on the end of the weapon. But the thing of it is, is that what it is? Because I have no idea what it is, because where I come from, we don't have to use things like that, because we don't live in a household with crazy liberals that don't, or socialists that don't want you to have weapons.
Oh, hey, and it's not just they don't want you to have, I mean, they're getting to the point where they don't want anything to do with a firearm, a gun, or anything along those lines.
They have attacked the NRA, and the thing of it is the NRA is not the issue. And I said this on my show, Straight Talk, with a Mad Black Conservative early today at 7 p.m. And I said the same thing. I say I just don't understand what it is that people want done. What is it that you want done? There's nothing you could do about it. It's a sad situation, and I feel for all of the families, and I continue to pray for them. And I know it's the most heartbreaking thing in the world, but what are you, it's like, okay, so people get killed in cars. You're going to stop driving cars? Okay, so what are we going to do? What are we going to do here? Are we going to continue to play? And a lot of this is political. It's not that the fact that these guys give a rat, you know what, about these families. They care about, look, at the end of the day, the NRA has nothing to do with this. Why attack them? Why try to make it President Trump's fault? Why try to make it Joe's fault? Why try to make it my fault? Because if you like guns and you do everything legal, why could you be chatting? Someone else said this the other day. Why should everyone be gone after because of every time events like this happen? You know, I said it last week on your show, the same thing. People take the Home Depot truck, and he ran over people in New York. Is Home Depot stop letting people rent their trucks out? No. So what are we going to do every time something happens? We're going to try to regulate it, and it still doesn't work.
Well, we need to start a petition. We need to start a petition that Home Depot doesn't give trucks out to people anymore. I'm surprised. Oh, God. I'm surprised they didn't go down that road. But again, it's just constant. It's always the gun. We never talk about mental health. We never talk about other issues. You know, somebody got on my case the other day from a piece I wrote years ago, and I said, look, where are these mass shootings? Because if we use the logic of the left, right, the more guns, the more shootings, I said we have like 280 legally registered guns in this country, and we probably have closer to 400 million guns laying around houses in this country. If what they're saying is true, if their math holds out, then we should be having a mass killing about every 2.5 hours. Where are they? Where are the killings?
Well, yeah, you probably are getting it like that in Baltimore City. Congratulations to Baltimore City. Today they became the number one The number one, the worst, I mean, they just surpassed Chicago with being the worst city for murder in the United States. And they got that, they was deemed that this morning. And that's crazy, but see, the thing of it is, and like I tell people, when you have corrupt police, and in some cases, the police are corrupt, not because they're bad people or not because they're bad police officers. It's just the only way that you can survive. You can't be officer. It's not about being officer. When you live in cities like Baltimore, Chicago, and Detroit, it's not about being officer friendly no more. It's about being the politician Barack Obama, and that's what it's about. You know, my thing with it is, if something happens, and if you shoot somebody, blame it on Bush, blame it on Trump, blame it on Whitey. That's what it's about. And to be honest, a lot of people may not like what I say, but or whatever like that, but I speak the truth, and it is what it is. Hey, look, you got a mayor that's there and a police commissioner. You know, how many times I spoke to someone today about this? How do you keep time? Police commissioner, and police commissioner, they just got finished paying Ed Norris, the previous one before the one they just saw now. They just got finished paying him, and this one they still owe him for 3 years. So what are you going to do? Every other year you hire another police commissioner, and it's the same crime as you had the year before last.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. So they ended 2017, the city of Baltimore ended 2017 with 343 homicides, okay? They ended with more homicides than New York City, and New York City has 14 times the population. We're going for a quick break. Don't go anywhere, Corey. I'll hunt you down and find you. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Nobody plays anymore. Half this music you can't even play today. What?
They don't play it for a reason.
What do you mean they don't play it for a reason? If that's because these young people, they don't have DJs anymore. They don't know how to play music. It's all that electronic stuff. Wait, let me bring him on, because I'm going to have a field day with him. Corey Duncan joins us like he did. Get ready for it, buddy. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. We're gonna be at CPAC together. That should be a show. I've only been thrown out one other place. That was Politicon. Okay? How long do you think we make it there before they go, oh no, you two are gonna have to go? Okay? So, Corey Duncan joins me.
Well, once again, thank you for having me come on and on me to appear, but. I've ran into a lot of, but what I want to say is I've been truly blessed to have Joe, Tammy Messina, Anna Mega, one of my new friends, she's a black conservative speaker, Lucretia Hughes. She is awesome. Doretha Ross, Erica Fluffy Reynolds. I mean, these people you are going to get to know very shortly if you don't know. Because guess what? CPAC is tomorrow. Starts tomorrow. They have people flying in all from all over the place. And tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, if you come to my page, you're definitely going to run straight into it. Or if you come to the real side with Joe Messina, you're going to probably see it. It's a round table with a bunch of riled up, crazy conservatives. And that's the greatest thing in the world, because guess what? We're all grassroots. We're not sitting out, stopping traffic, ambulance that's trying to get somewhere. We're not turning cars over, burning them. We're actually sitting down having an educated discussion about conservative values, patriotism, and about how to keep the fire burning so we don't have to have no more Barack Obamas, and we don't have to worry about no old sag-faced people like Schumer, And that old other same face person that looks like George Soros, Nancy Pelosi.
No. Wait a minute. I saw a picture of her tonight because she was at a town hall meeting and they were ripping on her because she was ripping on the tax cuts. But I got to tell you something. I don't know if it's Botox, facelift, or what it is, But I ain't seen chicks on somebody's face like that since I saw a 15-year-old. I mean, she's got really tight, you know, those the upper cheek muscle, cheek, whatever. She's looking good for 91 or whatever she is.
Well, you know what? My mother's always a person, and she always has a something to say about something, just like her son. She said the same thing. She said, man, she looked like she had a hard life. I said, what you mean, Ma? She said she just looked like she just had no love in her life at all. My mother calls her deputy dog and stuff, so.
God. That's true. You know, but there's lots of people out there like her that is sad. Their lives are empty. You know, there's really, really nothing going on. Nothing that she can put her finger on that she's actually done of substance. I get the biggest kick out of these people. Maxine Waters is another one. I mean, what is she, 107 years old? She's been in that office forever. She's passed three bills. One was to rename a post office. And yet she has an 80% approval rating. How does that work?
That works because they play that what I'm going to start trying to teach children a lot of kids this year, and that's really one of my things. Reach One, Teach One, based out of Katy, Texas, and I'm going to get together a whole lot of kids this summer, and I'm going to teach them about things like Maxine Waters and people like Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to invite them for 1 week a retreat in my house at 9 Acres.
You're not talking about Nancy Pelosi, right? You're not inviting her for a week to your house.
No, I'm not inviting her. I'm gonna get a picture of her and I'm gonna put it out and I'm gonna put on there with a big X. This is who you don't want to be. And Maxine Waters' problem is just a mad black woman syndrome. That's what it is. Either that or she got on a pair of shoes that's too tight. It's either one of the two.
I don't get it. I don't get them coming out and just yelling. It's always right. That, you know, it doesn't even matter, Republicans, conservatives, Christians, you know, I am so mad. I'm still fuming over The View from last week. I'm still fuming over Joy Behar. What a joke. You know, her dad named her Joy as a joke. You realize that because at the time you couldn't write miserable on a birth certificate. It just didn't go over well. You know, Joy Behar, who's sitting there and calling anybody who says that they, you know, a Christian who believes that Jesus talks to them or reaches out to them or whatever it is, right, guides you, then you're sick. So she just insulted about 60% of the population in this country. And it shows you how out of touch they are. But, you know, even the people around them. I mean, how do you give, how do some of these people who are in really bad positions in their life, they give God the credit for pulling them out of those bad situations, and then they make fun of other people who believe in God. It explodes my mind.
Well, my comment on this is this. You have a lot of people, and one thing that we have to learn is that liberals are socialists. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in country, and they definitely don't believe in the family because they've tried to break the family up for years. Well, you know, it's almost like an attack on our beliefs as Americans and our beliefs as patriots or whatever. And we're going to continue to see things like this until the family. Well, number one, the family has to get back. So it's a hard situation because we have men that are boys, and to obtain and to straighten this out, you have to have people to step up and start being men. And starting on how to raise these families and understand how to teach teach boys to be men.
Yep.
And to raise a family. And see, that's where the disconnect has started. And a lot of that is because we have pacified our men, not just black men, white men, everybody. You know, you have to take accountability. And that's why, you know, a lot of people, I guess, think like, you know, I have no idea, jealous of me or whatever. But a lot, because I get a lot of props about the way I've fathered my children and the father my family. You have to, because you're held accountable. Children look at you just like they look at teachers. They look at you for guidance. They look for you for education. And you have to be a real man and learn how to stand up. Second, you have to learn about American history. Not black, just black history, American history. And that's another disconnect. That's why you see on one knee and not, and doing this, disrespecting the not just the honor of being in the United States, but you're disrespecting patriots like myself that have done two tours with in Iraq for Daddy Bush one and their son Bush. So the thing is, you're disrespecting that and all of the people that have died and the blood and sweat, even first responders. That's why I say that there are entities like the NBA and the NFL are so disrespectful.
Yep.
To the American people and American citizens who get up out of the rack, do what they're supposed to do, go make a living, take care of their family, and they put this kind of crap on television, you know, with LeBron talking about President Trump don't care about black folks or this or that. But see, guess what? Those same white folks that you talk about, that the black folks is not going to spend $2,500. Just come and sit on the floor of the building and watch you run up and down the court. You know, it's an old cliche that saying, "Don't bite the hand that feeds you." Because I know I'm a brother, hey, look, I'm an American, but if I'm gonna come and I'm gonna pay $2,500, I know how much the new Yankee Stadium, them tickets are. And when we went to a playoff game a couple years ago. I'll watch it on TV. I don't care if I have $300 million. No, I'm just sorry. But LeBron James and Kevin Durant and the rest of these black athletes, you have to understand, they are trying to send a message. And what it is, LeBron is trying to be the Colin Kaepernick now. And yep. He's trying to put out his message. Yeah, that's all he's trying to do. He's trying to flip it.
Listen.
The lady told him shut up and dribble.
Did you turn into the porno show that ended up being the NBA playoff the other night? Did you see that halftime show? The girl was having sex with the pickup truck.
I saw that. My thing of it is that you got children, you got kids, you got all kind of people that's watching this. The thing of it is this what you're teaching? Sex, money, twisting, or coming out with a skirt that you can basically.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute, and I'm going to wind him up during the break and watch what he does. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
I'm not better than anybody else.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science.
Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
To the real side on GCN Live. Go ahead, tell me that isn't a cool song. God. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. You know, I mean, I don't mind sitting here talking to myself because I think I do a pretty good conversation, but you guys have got to get involved. We have a chat room going, a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. There's a live Facebook feed, and yes, they do choke us. They've been choking us, but you guys seem to get around them and get in there, and that's really cool. I really appreciate the effort you make in getting there, because the only way we're going to slow them down, the only way we're going to show them that they can't stop us is if we go around them. Now, a lot of you like are stuck on Facebook, and at some point in time we need to talk about, I've got other ways that I bring video. And we can throw up a chat room and you guys can have a field day without having them cut anything or get in the way. But we'll talk more about that later. Let's bring them in. Corey Duncan joins me. He is my teed-off black conservative from Texas. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. And, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. And you and Tammy are the greatest. And, I want people to know this and always to know this, that this gentleman gave me my start. I'll never forget him. And whatever I'm a part of, he's going to be a part of. But he gave me my start.
And well, I don't forget people. I don't forget nobody. Anyone that's out there, black conservative, white conservative, and you're trying to get your start or you're doing anything for the party, continue to do it. Don't let no one discourage you.
Nope.
And if anything I or anybody that I'm associated with can do for you, tap into us and we'll tap into you. Hey, look, that's how you make the snowball bigger and bigger.
You know, we were talking during the break, and it dawned on both of us, the representatives, the congresspeople, are home in their district offices. And here in California, we're having a cold air blast from the north, okay? And we're in Southern California. It never gets this cold in Southern California. It's 46 degrees right now. And you know what it dawned on me? Nancy Pelosi's in San Francisco right now. So it's well, no. This is Pelosi warming. This is cooling, whatever. Okay? I mean, that coldness is coming down. Anyway, send your cards and letters to the mad black man from Texas. 46 degrees is nuts. Go ahead.
Well, my thing is this. Anyone that...
Well, that was good. Thank you, Skype. Really appreciate the time. He'll call back. He always does. Like a... He keeps coming back at you like a bull that's mad. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, no, but seriously, you know, he was talking earlier until he calls back. He was talking earlier, and we were talking. Oh, that's always good. I'm sure the guys at the other end love that one. Are you back with me now?
Yeah, I'm back with you. My daughter was trying to call me by mistake.
Oh, good.
I do apologize.
Well, you know, speaking of that, I was going to give you kudos and tell your daughter she's wrong. You know, because she always talks about how cheap you are, but... You know, those first-class tickets you sent me to go to D.C. and that suite you put me up in, I don't know what she's talking about. I think it's really cool what you did for me, seriously. All those.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to say this. Joe is on here, and he's a complete liar. He's trying to be sarcastic. And everyone knows, and I know my daughter's probably listening because I told her I call her back. But I know she said that I'm the cheapest person in town. I am not the cheapest person in town. What I am is very
frugal.
I watch what I spend.
Okay. He's fiscally conservative. There you go. Right? But I thank you anyway. Anyway, we'll move on now.
Right, exactly.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's funny how I'll say great minds think alike. You take it any way you want to. But I just got with a group of guys where we started a nonprofit that was going to be teaching young men to be men, to actually take their rightful place in the community, take their rightful place as husbands, fathers, community leaders, workers. You know, it's time that we turn this around. And it doesn't have anything to do with equality or we think we're better than women. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with men starting to take their rightful place the way they need to be in their homes, with their kids, the whole nine yards. It's making me nuts. You agree with me?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's just like I have, that, you know, the thing that the program, planned program for this summer for to teach young people, and it's also going to be mentoring them to not go out here and just make children, just to say because that's the end thing to do or the whatever, you know, the buckle and the peer pressure. You know, that's why I'm going to have so many people. I also give you an invite to come out and speak or whatever because what people need to understand is that the grassroots conservative. Or, you know, unlike the GOP, the establishment person, is a person just like you. We have family, and we all come from different backgrounds. And that is awesome when you can get that and teach that to people that are told just one thing, that Democrats, and you know, it's just even outside, Democrats are for the poor and Republicans for the rich. We all know that's hogwash. But the thing of it is that the fact that we can also teach them that you know, about being a man and or about being a woman. Because we have some awesome conservative women, and they're classy, they're educated, and they understand. They come from all different kind of backgrounds. And you know, it's one in particular, Lucretia. I was just talking to her. She's a black conservative speaker, and she has a show that she does. And the thing of this, the background that she's come from, Erica, we all grew up together in the concrete jungle, Queens, New York. You got got people come from all different kinds of backgrounds, but the thing of it is that they crawled out of that mess to be somebody, and also not just to be somebody, they also serve their country, and they also love their country, and they also are people that are running families and living the American dream. I hate to hear people, and I want all young people and adults to know this, especially adults, because they're the ones that are teaching these children that there's just no such thing as the American dream, and that's for whitey, or this or that, or that or this. No, it is not. It is not for whitey. It is not. Everything is not for whitey. The thing of it is that you have to understand that you have to work hard. My children work hard because I will not tolerate nothing but that.
Yeah, and but wait a minute. Your kids don't work hard just because you won't tolerate it. Your kids work hard because they've seen dad work hard. You know, that's the other thing. Give yourself some credit. Parents need to give themselves credit that your kids are looking at you and watching what you're doing. They're watching how you treat their mom. They're watching how you treat other people, how you treat, you know, work and your other workers. We are examples for our kids, and we've been, I'll say we, the generic we, have been poor examples for our kids, as is evidenced by what you see going on around you today.
Well, I myself am a little humble about taking credit, because my thing of it is that I push them because, and I always tell them, and even my middle children, they say the same thing, they look at me like they're crazy, and I'm like, no. You'll understand a long time from now, maybe when I'm dead and gone, or maybe I'll still be around with my false teeth in my mouth, but guess what? You'll know that I pushed you for a reason, and that's what you need. You have to make children understand the world is a lot harder from when it was when we were kids, and that the fact that achieving goals and the American dream is not easy. It's hard, and it's hard work, and you're going to have a lot of haters, and you're going to have a lot of people that's going to try to bring you down. But you got to, as I always like to say, every time my age, Bob Dylan always said, down in the gutter, down and out. But guess what? We all must keep on
keeping on.
And that's exactly that's what it is. And I have pumped that and told that to people all the time. You can't give up. You can't give up. Because guess what? The reason you can't give up is look at 8 years of Barack Obama. That's enough to make anyone want to
fight.
Get
the crap out of anybody. You know, but wait a minute. Your kids are going to have it a little harder. You have it a little harder. It's hard enough being a Christian conservative white guy. But when you're a Christian conservative black guy, oh, my God. I mean, they've got more names for you than they do for me.
And that's fine. And you know what? You have to sometimes, you know, it was a long time ago, and everybody knows I'm the biggest agitator in the world.
Maybe the second biggest. I don't know. Yeah.
No, I'm the biggest antagonist in the world. But my thing is, I don't mind, because if I dish it, I can take it. And yep. When people give it back to me, especially about coming after me about, you know, just like tonight, I started on the beginning of my show. I pray before I even start my show, and I pray with my viewers and everything. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it's about the Almighty God, and He gives us. What we need, we just have to take and put it in, and put it into what we're supposed to put into our country, our family, and a lot of people think I'm just waving a flag, and you know, no, it's not about that. My thing of it is that you have to want your family to succeed. If you want them to succeed, you have to push each other. And you know what? The thing of it is, when times get tough, that's when you really find out who people are made of. Because adversity makes leaders. Trust me.
All right. We got to go. Tell people when they can hear your show. How do they find out more about Corey Duncan?
You can Straight Talk with a Mad Black Conservative. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., it's going to be a round table, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have Joe Messina, me, Fluffy Reynolds, Lucretia, everybody, Janie. There's a lot of people that want to chime in. That's going to be from 8 to 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and you can always check me out Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Yep. Corey Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook, Corey Chris Duncan.
I got time to do an outro. Twitter. All right. I'm going to hit the button on you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to continue our talk about proper parenting. You listen to Real Side.